Mount Pleasant returns back home for an SVL North Conference clash with hopes to remain steady and locked in second place as January nears a close next week. The Oilers are 5-2 at home and hope to get back on track after suffering two defeats to the Heritage Hawks and Saginaw United Phoenix, one in Saginaw and one last Friday night here against the Heritage Hawks. And it's the Bay City Western Warriors and the Mount Pleasant Oilers that has solemnly favored the blue and gold in the last decade or so. Coach Shell looks to get his 19th straight over the Warriors, while Coach Williams is just trying to establish a positive culture and identity in Auburn, Michigan. And hello, everyone, from the midcourt line here at Mount Pleasant High School. I'm Austin Shattuck, and hope you're having a great start to your weekend here, the second to last weekend in January. And before you know it, folks, we'll be ready for districts basketball coming up in the later half of February and early half of March. So get ready and get pumped for that. But we got a couple of, deciding games here, not only in Mount Pleasant, but Beale City as well, Shepherd, Clare, Sacred Heart as well. All these teams are jockeying for a one seed pretty much. Obviously, doing a little bit of research here and there between the two teams, and we know who is going to be hosting where on these teams. Obviously, Sacred Heart is going to be hosting their district round back at Sacred Heart High School for the boys' side. Mount Pleasant, they will have to travel to Bay City Western for their district's round in late February. And then in Shepherd and Clare, they'll be playing together, two ultra-local competitive Isabella County foes. We'll be back at Shepherd High School to end the month of February, and then I believe Beale City is traveling up to Farwell for their districts round coming up in the last week of February as well. So districts are around the corner. We got a couple more weeks left of January, and we got about 5.5 minutes until we send it to the national anthem here. And let's get back to this game. The Oilers dropping the last two, like I said in the beginning of this pregame show, to Saginaw United and the Heritage Hawks. Obviously, the Heritage Hawks coming in as one of the top 20 teams in not only the SVL North, but in the whole state of Michigan. And then the Saginaw United Phoenix, they are just a bunch of dogs on that team too. Actually, Heritage and Saginaw United faced off against each other earlier on in December, I believe it was, and I believe the Phoenix got the win over the Hawks. So, obviously the SVL North and SVL South, there's many people can talk about the differences and similarities between the two conferences. I just want to say that the SVL South is probably one of the better conferences over the SVL North, just because, think of the teams they got: Flint Powers Catholic, Grand Blanc, Saginaw United. Just, you could go down the list of all seven or eight of those teams in that conference. And then in the North, it's extremely top heavy with Mount Pleasant and Heritage kind of the anchors. No disrespect to Midland Dow or Midland High or even Bay City Central and Bay City Western. It's just the top-heavy conference goes to the SVL North. And coming into this season for the Oilers, they were limited because they had their first game, I believe, on that Monday or Tuesday right after the Ford Field trip for the football team. And they pretty much had to run out their whole JV team against Cadillac to open the season in early December, I should say, for Coach Shell. They ended up suffering that opening season loss to Cadillac pretty handily, actually. But then the Oilers ripped off 10 straight wins, and then they lost their last two games to Heritage and Saginaw United. And now they're trying to kind of start a new winning streak tonight with a win over the weekend Bay City Western Warriors. They right now are sitting winless in the conference at 6-7 and 0-5. So this is a game smudged in between a bunch of good opponents for the Mount Pleasant Oilers. Obviously, Heritage is knocked out of the way. You got Heritage one more time coming up in, I believe, the middle of February. And then you got your game against Saginaw United out of the way. And then next week, you got Freeland here on Tuesday night. There's a bunch of dogs on that team. Actually, one of the offensive linemen or future offensive linemen commits for Freeland is going to Michigan State, the great city of East Lansing, down there to play football for Coach Fitzgerald next season this fall. So obviously he wants to come out and get another district title for the Freeland Falcons, and they are led by a couple of other players too. Don't quote me on names, but I know Freeland is very good, and Mount Pleasant has got a tough task for that game against Freeland Tuesday night here. And this is the start of a mini two-game homestand for the Oilers. Obviously, playing against Saginaw United on Tuesday, and then last Friday, a week ago, right back here. And then moving sides to Bay City Western, focusing on them a little bit. 6-7, 0-5 in the conference. They, like most teams, started out 2-2. They got a win against Reese, lost to Petoskey and Menominee. They beat Swan Valley. They lost to Dow, Heritage. But they ended up beating Bay City Central 81-58. And then they lost to Clio, got a win against Holly on Tuesday. So they're returning back to SVL North competition as well. And like I said earlier in the show, 19 straight losses for Bay City Western over Mount Pleasant. That's longer than the tenure that Coach Shell has been at the helm for this Mount Pleasant talented crew. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting matchup tonight. Obviously a chance for Mount Pleasant to get back in the win column against a weakened Bay City Western team. And it's going to be a perfect opportunity, a perfect night. Stands are starting to fill up. I believe it's a beach night for the Mount Pleasant student section. And we're getting ready for the national anthem or so. We got about 55 seconds for until we send it over to the national anthem. But it's been a great pregame show. And I think it's time we start previewing the game after this anthem. It's the 10-3 Mount Pleasant Oilers hosting the 6-7 Bay City Western Warriors, and it's next on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here, getting ready to tip things off. We went through the Western starting five. Now we're going through Mount Pleasant live at the court here. Let's hit the Bay City Western starters, leading off with the talented guard, number 2, Zay Hardwick. Number 4, Nolan Cohaney. Number 13, Andy Robbins. 14, Luke Arnold. And rounding out the center position, number 23, Preston Cole. And for the home team, the blue and gold team, the Mount Pleasant Oilers, they're led by Xavier Crazier, Braylon French, Nate Davis, and Jake Hutchins, plus Zay Rodriguez at the guard. So a pretty small team for both of these, the starting five, and that's pretty expected. The same starting five, as always, for the Mount Pleasant Oilers. And for Bay City Western, they look like they switched it up a little bit in the pregame show. So, tips one, and it's controlled by the Warriors. Hardwick, ball in his left hand, tightly guarded by Crazier on the top of the key. They give it over to Preston Colm, your big center at the top of the key, hitting it over to Cohaney. Back to Colm. They swing it over to Arnold, right wing. Here comes Davis on the ball denial help. They swing it. Preston Colm lines up a three left wing. Doesn't get it to go. Rodriguez comes away with the board. Nolan Cohaney right on his bumper. Zay Rodriguez backs it back out. Shakes right, goes left, bouncing it off to Nate Davis for two on the right block. Getting started here for Nate Davis, the talented junior center for Coach Shell. Preston Colm needs some help, bouncing it off to Zay Hardwick, top of the key. Andy Robbins left wide open, and he matches Nate Davis with a deuce of his own on the right block. Andy Robbins 2, Nate Davis 2. Just getting started now, a minute in to tonight's contest between the Oilers and the Warriors. Jake Hutchins, right wing, backs it back out. French came wide open, guarded by Colm. They give it over to Rodriguez, right wing. Hand right in his face is Cohaney. French tees up a three left wing. Splash down! Braylon French for three, and it's 5-2 now in favor of the Oilers. French with that three-point bomb. What can the Warriors do to match it? Hardwick finds Arnold in the corner. He tries a right corner three. That doesn't go. Zay Rodriguez collects high at the summit for the board. Trying something out new with Coach Shell. Rodriguez bringing the ball up at the court instead of Crazier, at least in these early minute and a half. Davis, top of the key. Bouncing it into Crazier, trying to do some work in the post, but it went out of bounds off of the hands of Hardwick and Arnold. The two seniors on this team. Well, Hardwick a junior, Arnold the senior. It'll be a box set, side under for the Oilers with a three-point lead. 6:10 to go in the first. Hutchins bounces into Crazier. Robbins right on his back. On the right block, they back it out to Davis. Hardwick strips it away. Hardwick picks it up, and a foul is called on Nate Davis right in front of the Bay City Western bench, who is led by Coach Will Williams. Western ball. Colm will inbound it. He gets it inbounded to himself. He gives it up to Luke Arnold, right wing. Finds Zay Hardwick top of the key. The screen comes. He tries to go through two defenders in Crazier and Davis. Hardwick picks it back up. Left corner, Arnold backing out to the top of the key. Hardwick, he calls out a play, gets the screen left, now goes right from Andy Robbins. Hardwick unleashes on a three, left wing, long rebound out to French. Three Oilers pick it up. French slows things down, gives back to Crazier right in front of us. Left wide open in the left corner. Hutchins tees up a three, and that's automatic when Hutchins puts it up from either corner. 8-2 lead for the Oilers. Matching it, trying to at least. On the other side, it was Kohaney on the left corner. His three didn't go. Andy Robbins got called for the foul going up and over the much smaller Xavier Crazier, so it'll be Mount Pleasant ball up by a half a dozen. 8-2 lead, 6-point lead for the Oilers, 5:20 to go. Zay Rodriguez with the pink spikes, calls out a play, dribbles to the left side, trying to create a play for Crazier, gets it to Crazier, and he bodies Zay Hardwick on the left side for two. Xavier Crazier, his first 2 points of the night. Back and forth we go. Now on this side of the court, Robbins misses his shot, gets his own miss, and he puts it up once again. 0 for 2 on that possession for the Warriors. Crazier shakes left, fakes a pass to Hutchins, back to Davis on the trailer. Crazier, cross-court pass to Rodriguez, top of the key, calls out a play from Coach Shell. Dribble handoff, fake to Braylon French, needs some help, trying to get it to Crazier, bouncing it back in. They like that advantage so far in that matchup. Rodriguez drives all the way to the cup on the right side, getting that one to go. Now it's a 10-point lead for the Oilers, prompting a timeout for Coach Will Williams and the Bay City Western Warriors. So now five different Oilers have scored off of the timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout, I believe, for the Bay City Western Warriors. So we'll keep it here on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live, with the Oilers out to a 10-point lead. And yes, that was a 30-second timeout. Quick little 30 seconds. Both teams getting that finger up from the officials, trying to get back on the court. But to recap, if you're just joining us, Crazier with two, French with three, Rodriguez with two, Hutchins with three, and Davis with two. So all five starters have scored. And talk about versatility for Coach Shell. That's pretty much the name of the game right now. And on the other side for the Warriors, Andy Robbins is the only one who's put some points up for Coach Williams and company. So Hardwick, Colm, Robbins, Kohaney, and I believe that is Arnold still in the game for the Warriors. After that 30-second timeout, Colm gets the screen from Robbins. He pushes it left. Arnold, left corner, trying to post up his Andy Robbins on Nate Davis, pushing him out on the left block. Hardwick shakes right, goes left. Guarded by the much smaller French. Lobs it up. Colm has to come down with it off the Hail Mary. Goes left off the screen from Robbins. Left corner, fakes the dribble handoff. Needs some help. The offense isn't going anywhere until Robbins gets swatted by Xavier Crazier. A three-on-three fast break. Crazier to the cup. Back to the trailer and Hutchins. Slowing things down now is Davis. Back over to Hutchins. Thought about the three. Didn't go. French off the curl screen. The back screen. Nearly gets the steal. Kohaney. Rodriguez left corner. Left that one off the backboard. Didn't like the shot. Gets his own miss. Crazier with the board. Top of the key. Gets a screen, a down screen, back to French. Right in front of us, left wing. Rodriguez, top of the key. Hutchins, left wing. Couple of dribbles around the perimeter, and this has been where it's been stagnant on the left side so far. Now they finally dribble in the paint. Crazier needs help to an automatic three-point shooter in the left corner. Jake Hutchins, 2 for 2 from behind the line, and another timeout from Coach Williams. His second of the game, but man, oh man, we'll keep it here once again with a 30-second timeout. 15-2, Oilers with the lead here on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Both teams talking it over in the huddle, and after maybe not even a minute in from each other, after one timeout goes another timeout for Coach Williams, and he kind of said in it before this season started, this is only a second year. He just wants the kids to have fun. And that's what high school sports is. You know, you want to avoid the injuries, obviously, you can't compete anymore. And then the fun will come. The wins will come a little bit later as the games go on. But Coach Williams and the team is not having fun right now. Down by 13. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. And now Will Garcia, Tyler Shell, Noel Helm come into the game, and Jaden Lang. And now in for the Warriors as well, Carter Stewart immediately with the ball in his hand. He drove to the cup, and he got swiped for the Warriors. So the offensive possessions haven't been there for the road team. Crazier at the top of the key, setting up a box set. Garcia flags down, sets a screen for Shell on the left block. Bouncing it in to Lang. Lang goes to work on Arnold. They both jump at the same time. It doesn't matter. Jaden Lang putting that one in for two and earning himself a trip to the charity stripe for an and one. Jaden Lang now on the board, and if this is any sense of how this game is going to go in these first 5 minutes or so, it's going to be a rout for the Mount Pleasant Oilers. Lang, couple dribbles, bends the knees, puts it up, and it falls through. So he's up to three off of that and one performance. Back to Arnold. Double team comes in the corner. That's Kohaney. He rises and fires from just inside the three-point line. And it was a three from the right corner. Nolan Kohaney, his first 3 points of the night for the Warriors. Crazier calls out a play. Noel gets to the right corner. Trying to bounce it into Lang. They feed it on a lob pass in. He goes to work on Stewart, but a travel is called on the left block. Good defense from Carter Stewart, and he claps it up as well, getting a much-deserved ovation on that bench. So a quick travel and a quick turnover for the Oilers. Now Nolan Combe, or Preston Combe, that is, gives it over. Top of the key, dribble handoff, Carter Stewart gets the screen from Robbins, goes left, the trap comes, they switch him off on Tyler Shell. A three-point bomb, and that rattles home for Nolan Kohaney, who's averaging about 8 points per game, and the leading scorer now for the Warriors. Oilers with the ball, Garcia in the left corner, only his fourth or fifth game back, as Helm drives to the cup, gets stripped, and that might have went off his knee. No, they say it's going to go off of Western. Remain here, but a 10-point double-digit lead for the Oilers. Combe is tying his shoe right in front of Crazier. Crazier will inbound it on the box set. Garcia curls to the left corner. They lob it into Lang. Lang goes to work on that right shot. Andy Robbins with the rejection, coming over for the weak side help. Shell gets the board, and he gets hit out of bounds. Kohaney, great defensive set, not just by Kohaney, but Robbins to get up for that swat on Noel Helm. Carter Stewart past the timeline and a foul right at the oil spill at half court on Xavier Crazier. His first foul of the game, and watching or broadcasting these Oiler men's basketball games, that has been the common theme is the fouls for Xavier Crazier. He's going to have to stay out of foul trouble if the Oilers want to keep this double-digit lead. Combe will lob it in to Carter Stewart. Guarded by Zay Rodriguez at the top of the oil spill logo. Gets the handoff, Combe. He passes it back in to the newly entered Jackson Jenkins, who loses the ball. Lang tries to come away with it, and Arnold comes away with it. Right corner, another three, almost an and one, as Helm picks up his first foul. The shooter was Kohaney, and he's been locked down from that right corner so far. Already two threes in the game from that right corner. Now we'll go to the line for three shots. Three dribbles, bends the knees, puts up a shot, and it falls down. Nothing but net for Nolan Kohaney, up to seven, the leading scorer for both teams. Two more dribbles, bends the knees, fires, and it goes down. He sinks it up to eight. Going to be treated to a shooting contest tonight between not only Kohaney, but also it looks like Hutchins has been on fire. He's got his form as Kohaney goes 3-for-3 from the stripe. Kohaney, Hutchins, that's going to be a great matchup. And see who can come away with the most points in this evening's contest. Rodriguez and the Oilers with the ball. Now up by seven. Helm, right corner, trying to get it into Lang. They finally do, deep in the right block. He did his work early, but he missed the bunny. Rodriguez comes away with the board. Shell relocates to the left corner, swatted away. Jackson Jenkins, quick outlet pass to Carter. Stewart, back over to Combe. Combe, dribble handoff to Stewart, left wing. Guarded by Rodriguez, they switch off on him. Back over to the right wing, it's Arnold. Carter Stewart, skip pass. Jackson Jenkins unloads on a three. Left that short left wing. Shell comes away with the board. Dribbles up the court. Not really his game is the dribbling technique. Almost in and out of the hands of Rodriguez. Back to Garcia, right wing. He's left open. Sagging off on him was Carter Stewart. But he goes to the cup and gets fouled by Carter Stewart. Much to the dismay of Stewart. Trying to plead his case. As Sidock comes into the game. Chance Sidock, the talented junior guard for Bay City Western. It'll be a side under for the Mount Pleasant Oilers. Helm will inbound it, lobbing it into Lang. The double team comes, fakes right, now spins left. Easy work for Jaden Lang. Up to 5 points, and two of those points have come in the paint now. 2011 lead, 22 seconds to go. By the way, 2011, great year. Combe, right wing, guarded by Garcia. Hands it off, fakes the handoff. Now stuck in the right corner. Bouncing it off to Jenkins, trying to post up from the three-point line. Combe releases from the right wing. He gets it to go, cuts the lead to six. Now 3 seconds to go. Rodriguez has got a half-court heave it. He does, and it almost went in. Wow. Those last 10 seconds of the game, a three-ball for Combe, and then Rodriguez almost hits a half-court heave. And that's the first 8 minutes, folks. A 6-point lead for the Oilers. We'll be back for the next 8 minutes and the second quarter next on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here for the start of the second quarter, Oilers with the ball. French will give it into Crazier, and he gets the ball right back off the screen. He gives to Rodriguez right wing, and they swing it around the perimeter, left wing. Jake Hutchins, he's got two threes already, but they've been from each corner in the right and left. Rodriguez, top of the key, drives middle, fakes out with the eyeballs and gets to the court, or to the cup for two. Zay Rodriguez up to four. Both of his points coming in the paint. Warriors with the ball. They give it to Arnold, back over to Combe, who hit that three-point bomb to end the first quarter. Sidock, top of the key. Needs some help. Crazier gives it off to Combe, who hits another three. Same spot. Preston Combe now up to six. And that's 6-2 run for Combe over the Oilers. And now Crazier puts a halt to that. Driving to the left side of the cup and up and under. Crazier now up to four as well. Stewart back over to Seidem. Seidem drives middle, loses the ball. French picks it away. It's a one-on-zero fast break. Crazier dribbles it off of his right knee, and he had his eyes set on maybe a dunk, but Crazier couldn't dribble it. Instead, he hit it off his knee, and that rolled all the way to the Warriors bench. Warriors will retain possession, but will have to go the whole way, and it'll give the Oilers a chance to set up their defense. Combe, top of the key. Back to Sidock. Sidock stops and pops. Nope, he fakes it. Arnold, right wing, guarded by the much smaller French. Combe, Sidock, left corner. Gets a screen. A lot of off-the-ball movement as Combe, a heat check three from 5 feet behind the top of the key. And that doesn't go. Offensive rebound, though, for the Warriors. Arnold misses the three from the left wing. Crazier comes away with the board. Head up, all the way down the court. Fakes the pass and gives to Hutchins. Hutchins comes off the screen from Crazier. Arnold way out on his grill. Hutchins to the cup, throws it off the backboard, and Arnold comes away. Crazier with the swipe. Crazier a one-on-one fast break, and he puts it up and in. It falls. Crazier with the last 4 points for the Oilers. Quick down the court, Sidock. Sidock gets Crazier in the air. Good up fake, and now he's in on the board with two of his own points. Chance Sidock, the talented guard who's averaging 9 points per game. Back and forth, these teams love to push, and they're doing it again tonight. French, off the screen comes Hutchins. Quick release, doesn't shoot the three, doesn't release it though. Crazier, he releases the three right wing. It's butter for Xavier Crazier to get that one to go. Now the leading scorer for him on the Oilers, tied with Kohaney with nine apiece. 29-19 lead, 5:23 to go in the second quarter. Combe will drive right. Needs some help, giving it off to Jenkins, and the ball goes out of his hands. Whistle blows, but I don't think it was a foul. I think it went out of bounds, and it'll remain with the Warriors off of Crazier. Combe will take a seat. Hardwick will come back in. And so will Garcia for the Oilers, taking and replacing French. Jenkins bouncing it into the left corner. It's Arnold. Scoop pass off to Sidock. Sidock, right open three, right corner. Doesn't go from Jenkins. Crazier boards. Far side, just past the timeline. Shakes right, goes left, collapses the defense. Davis left wide open in the left corner. Leaves that one long, airballs it. Hardwick with the long board. Now he pushes, trying to get back into the action after taking a moment of break in the middle of that second quarter, or the beginning of that second quarter. Sidock, the double team comes. He likes his right hand, tries to Euro step his way to the cup, and a blocking foul is called on Zay Rodriguez. That'll be Zay Rodriguez's first. So Rodriguez with his first, Sidock to the line for a pair off of that and or off of that Euro step opportunity. 10-point lead. Three dribbles, puts it up, and he left it short. So Sidock still looking for his first two free throws as Robbins, the talented tight end on the gridiron, trying to transform his game to the hardwood tonight. For the Warriors, Sidock one more opportunity, and he gets the back end of that one, up to 3 points. 9 points for Crazier, and that'll prompt a quick timeout for Coach Shell this time, so we'll take a break with him. We'll be back next on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. 4:47 to go in the second quarter. Oilers got out to an early double-digit lead, and now it's starting to slip away as the Warriors are on their way back. 9-point lead for the Oilers. Crazier, Rodriguez, Garcia, Davis, and Hutchins. The five in for Coach Shell right now. Crazier off the screen. Tries to shake and bake on the left side. Needs some help. Bouncing it off to Aiden Adcock, who steals that one away just into the game for the Warriors. Zay Hardwick, left corner. Now left wing. Shakes right, goes left. Tries a little runner. Left that one short. Hutchins comes away with the board. Gillis trying to steal that one away. And Crazier pushes it down the court now. Crazier stops and pops, finds Hutchins left wing. He's automatic, and he doesn't get it to go. Rodriguez comes away with the board. Nearly runs into his own teammate in Davis and gives it back to him. They swing it to Crazier. Shell at the scorer's table. Shakes right, goes left. Crazier in the middle of the paint, trying for that spin-a-rooney. Nearly picks up the pivot foot. Davis back to Garcia. Top of the key. Garcia collapses the defense, finds Hutchins. Automatic three, doesn't go. Now 0-for-2 in his last 2 3-point attempts for Jake Hutchins. And they called it out of bounds on the Oilers. Warriors with the ball with a chance to cut into this lead once again. Gillis, Hardwick, Sidock, Adcock, and Robbins for the Warriors. Hardwick back to Sidock. Crazier sags off. He fakes the screen left from Robbins. Hand off to Hardwick, right wing. He gives the screen a little give and go. Swatted away, Zay Rodriguez, but right into the hands of Sidock. Drives right baseline. Shell dives on it. It's on a slip and slide. He gets back up. Adcock gives back to Robbins. Gives the handoff to Hardwick. Goes under the screen with Xavier Crazier. Hardwick nearly gets it swiped from Crazier. And you can see the tenacity in Crazier's face right now. He's trying to swipe that one away, and he does! Crazier, a clear lane to the cup. Hardwick, he's got his only man to beat. Crazier gets the roll on the lay. And he wanted a foul, too. Crazier now up to double digits, the first Oiler and Warrior to get into double digits. 11-point lead and 11 points for Crazier. Here's Gillis. Stops and pops from the free throw line. Doesn't get it to go. Robbins puts it back in off of his offensive rebound. And Robbins is now up to 4 points. Rodriguez, top of the key, two and a half to go in this first half. Gets the screen from Shell, goes right. Haven't had very many whistles in a while. Rodriguez gives back to Shell, thought about the three, right corner. Crazier, right wing. Dribbling with his left hand, stops and pops. Quick release three, long rebound, goes to Garcia, puts it up, and he got it to go! Willie G, Will Garcia, with an and-one opportunity, and boy, that's a good sight to see. Got the cast off his hand a couple of weeks ago, and now he's converting at the with and-one opportunities for Will Garcia. So an 11-point lead as Kohaney comes back into the game. Adcock, Robbins, Hardwick, and Gillis. Garcia, a couple dribbles, bends the knees, good form, and he got it to go. converting the and one opportunity. Zay Hardwick drives untouched to the cup, but left it short off the right block. Rebound goes to Zay Rodriguez. A two-on-one fast break on the left side. Rodriguez had Garcia if he wanted. He ends up on the floor and misses the bunny. Garcia comes away with the board and a foul right in front of the official's face. That will go on Aiden Adcock. So with 2 minutes to go, side under, Helm into the game for Coach Shell. Noel Helm bouncing it in to Jaden Lang. Deep, did his work early, gives it off to Shell on the right block. Spins, fakes it out, and gives back to Rodriguez. Rodriguez deep in the cup, Garcia got him, maybe another and one. No whistles called, but Garcia puts that one in for two, and he's on a little 5-0 run, Will Garcia. Hardwick lines up a three, top of the key. Airballs that off of the hands of Andy Robbins. Rodriguez pushes it up the court. Had Garcia on his bumper if he wanted. Foul is called, and that's going to go on Jack Gillis. His first foul of the game, and I believe that will not be shooting fouls yet. Jackson Jenkins and Preston Colm will come into the game. Jake Hutchins will come in for Will Garcia. Side under, Helm, Lang, Hutchins, Rodriguez, and Shell. The five in for the Oilers right now. Lang gets a bounce pass on the right block this time, puts it up, and it goes! Jaden Lang for two. He's up to 7 points now on the night, the second leading scorer for the Oilers. Kohaney rises and fires just inside the three-point line, right wing. Hit just drew iron, and it bounced out of bounds with a minute 15 to go in the half. Helm will do the inbounding. Gives it into Rodriguez. Oilers already with a 16-point lead, trying to add on with 70 more ticks to go in the first half. Rodriguez gets the screen from Shell out to Hutchins, left corner. Back to Shell, top of the key. They swing it to Helm, right wing. We know Helm has his athleticism, but he passes it off to Rodriguez, left wing. Back to Hutchins, left corner. He's not open, trying to post up his Lang. Rodriguez, Lang did his dirty work. But instead, Rodriguez fired up a three, left that one short. Lang cleans up the mess, and a 4-0 run for Jaden Lang, up to nine. 36 ticks to go in the first half. Gillis on the right side, nearly gets swiped, has to go with the post fade, and he put it up, but a whistle was called. Jake Hutchins picks up his first foul of the game. And he's been up to 6 points, two threes already, so he can afford to take a couple of fouls. Jack Gillis, three dribbles, an awkward stance, kind of an open stance at the free throw line. Got it to go nonetheless, 40-23. Now Jack Gillis, his first points, as Luke Arnold comes into the game for Colm. Little offense to defense substitutions. Gillis with the open stance. Three dribbles, puts it up, left that one short. Hutchins grabs the board and gives over to Rodriguez. 40-23, 27 seconds to go in the first half. They can take the last shot if they want. Helm right in front of me, gives it back to Hutchins. Dribbles it back out, Helm top of the key. Jake's Hardwick goes all the way to the cup, collapses the defense. Hutchins has all the time in the world for a left corner three, and he airballs it. Shell with the board, 10 seconds to go. Rodriguez looks at the clock, now drives middle, back over to Lang. Now Lang gets in the action. Up to 11 on the night, a full court heave off the backboard from Arnold, but Lang putting that one in for two to bring us to halftime. A 42-23 lead for the Oilers on home court here, trying to get back in the win column for the first time in over 2 weeks. We'll be back for the halftime show next on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here for the start of the second half, about 55 seconds in. Zay Hardwick, right wing, bouncing it off to Nolan Kohaney. And Luke Arnold, right wing, gives to Colm, top of the key. Plus Robbins in there for the starting five. Hardwick, left corner. That spins in and out from the left corner for three. No score change yet for the second half. A couple of possessions apiece for both of these teams as Rodriguez gives over to Crazier, Davis, French, and Hutchins. Right now the five for the Oilers. Davis, top of the key. Thought about the screen instead. Gives it to Crazier, right wing. Grazier moves left, or moves right to left from the screen on Davis and left that three ball short. Hutchins engulfs the rebound coming off the down screen from the top of the key. Grazier at the oil spill gives over to French, right corner. Now right wing, back over to right corner and Crazier. Or in Crazier in the right corner, back to Hutchins, top of the key. Hutchins splashes it down, and that's how he starts the second half. Now three threes on the night for Jake Hutchins. Andy Robbins needs to get to work. That's what I said in the halftime show. He's got the ball right now, and he gives the screen to Luke Arnold. Back over to Colm. He fires a three. That doesn't go. Robbins gets the board and hit from behind, but the body's on the floor. Crazier comes up with it, and he nearly throws it over the head of Zay Rodriguez. Rodriguez with it now. 45-23 lead. Mount Pleasant is putting Bay City Western in the danger zone. French in the left corner. Back over to Crazier, top of the key. Crazier with 11 points. Leading scorer right now, tied with Lang. Now Crazier takes it to the cup, and he's up to 13 on the night with the left-handed lay. 47-23, and then Crazier picks up the foul right in at the half-court line, and that's his second foul of the night right there as well. As number 24, Aiden Adcock, comes into the game for the Warriors, but a quick timeout. That's going to be on Coach Will, or that's going to be taken by Coach Will Williams. We'll keep it here because it's a quick 30-second timeout. 47-23 lead here on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com with 5:20 to go in the third. Crazier with 13, two second-half points, and then Hutchins as well. They're out to a little 4-0 run, and Bay City Western, BC Dub, has not been able to get any offense going, not even in this second half. And like I keep mentioning, I sound like a broken record here, but Andy Robbins, he's got the major height size with his tallness, even on not only on Mount Pleasant, but on Bay City Western as well. He's got to be the tallest guy out there, maybe close to 6'2", 6'3", out there as a junior in high school. I'm sorry, a senior in high school. So Colm and the Warriors with the ball. The double team comes right away. Colm, top of the key, passing it into Robbins. He went up for the dunk, but swatted away by Crazier. But that's going to be a foul on Xavier Crazier. His third of the night, but boy, did Crazier get up to swat that one away. But Robbins is going to the line for a pair. So Crazier with three fouls now. He's the leading scorer for both teams. He might have to take a seat. Coach Shell is not electing to send anybody to the bench or to the scorer's table. Robbins misses that first one. He'll get one more as Jack Gillis comes in for Nolan Kohaney. Couple dribbles, spin of the left hand. The right-handed sharpshooter puts it in and rolls that one through. Robbins' first points in this second half. He's up to five. 23-point lead, 47-24. Gets the screen from Davis. A little give and go, swatted from behind by Andy Robbins, and that goes out of bounds off of Robbins. But what a swat again. Boy, these two teams, especially Crazier and Robbins, getting up to swat the ball away, protecting their cup. Crazier, side under, gives to Hutchins, bouncing it into Crazier on Hardwick, and he went up against Robbins, trying to challenge that was Andy Robbins. He did a little bit, and the size of Robbins deterred that shot. Hardwick in the offense, pushing it down the court. Crazier right in his grill on the right side, backing it up on the right side, nearly losing the dribble. Back over to Colm. Left wing, guarded by Rodriguez. Moves to the top of the key, back to Hardwick, and in and out of the hands once again. Colm, way outside, and takes about 20 seconds for the Western Warriors to get in, initiate their offense here on every possession, it seems like. Hardwick driving to the cup, high off the glass for two. Zay Hardwick's first 2 points of the night come here in the second half. Braylon French back over to Crazier, top of the key. Zay Rodriguez left corner. Left wing now gets the screen from Davis, but Aiden Adcock runs right into him. Rodriguez rises and fires from just inside on the right elbow for two. Zay Rodriguez now with six, his first 2 points of the half. Hardwick rises and fires from the three-point line. Now Hardwick starting to heat up here a little bit. A three-pointer now up to five for Zay Hardwick. Crazier over to French. Right wing, couple dribbles through the legs. Off the down screen was Rodriguez. Crazier clear out on that left side. Takes Adcock to work and he takes him to school. Crazier, a running floater, doesn't go. Robbins nearly hits his head on the rim, but it doesn't. He comes away with the board. 20-point lead. Hardwick and company trying to claw their way back into this game. Crazier right in the face of Hardwick. Goes right, needs some help. French ends up on the floor. Rising and firing, Jack Gillis. Andy Robbins comes away with the board, and he had a mismatch in the paint. Robbins for two, he's up to seven, and a little 8-6 run for the Warriors right now. 49-31, 3:15 to go in the third. Davis, right wing, moves right, tries to circle his way into the cup, gets the English. Nate Davis now up to four, two buckets, one in each half. Colm. Over to Gillis, back to Colm, right wing. They play catch with it, gets the screen from Gillis. Colm over to Hardwick, top of the key. 20-point lead. Hardwick calls out a screen, gets it swiped by Crazier. He ends up on the floor, throws it to Hardwick, and that was a travel on the right side, trying to go through the arms of Zay Rodriguez, but that was all heart and effort from Xavier Crazier there, who takes a seat. So does Nate Davis and Braylon French, Will Garcia. Noel Helm comes in, and Tyler Schell as well. 20-point lead for the Oilers. Rodriguez just passed the timeline. He'll be the quarterback of the offense right now. With Crazier out, nearly swiped by Adcock. Helm puts up a three left corner. Doesn't get it to go. He's scoreless tonight right now. Colm outlets it back over to Sidox. Sidox curls his way to the top of the key. Back to Helm. Robbins, top of the key. That's not where you want your big man, especially against Schell. Robbins clears out, wants Gillis, instead gives it back to Colm. Gets the screen from Robbins on the left side, and that's going to be a screen, an illegal moving screen on Will Garcia. Robbins was trying to screen Will Garcia, but Garcia ran right through him, and that'll be a foul on Garcia. Coming in, or subbing out, was Aiden Adcock. Back into the game is Zay Hardwick. He gets it right back to him, top of the key, guarded by Helm. Gets the screen from Robbins, shakes him, puts up a three, top of the key, doesn't get it to go, ends up on his behind. Robbins comes away with the board, and right, the pressure is right there once again. Garcia wants a jump ball, and it's going to be a jump ball. It's going to go back to Mount Pleasant with that 20-point lead. Helm will inbound it, gives it into Rodriguez. 2:05 to go in the third. Rodriguez just passed the timeline, gives it over to Schell. Gets the screen, back to Schell, top of the key. He's held scoreless as well. Thought about the three, top of the key, back to Helm. Now he shakes right, tries to use his athleticism like he did against Garber, but loses the dribble. Hardwick, good bounce pass feed to Gillis. He felt the pressure of Jake Hutchins, but the rebound went to Sidock. And now Sidock gives up to 5 points, his first 2 points of the half. Every time Western tries to claw back into this game, the momentum shifts back to the side of Mount Pleasant. Helm driving in on the left side, needs help. Hutchins in the left corner for three, left that one short. Garcia came away with the board, but Hardwick went up as well. And I believe Hardwick's going to get called for the foul here. Yep, Zay Hardwick with the foul, his first. So a side under for Mount Pleasant, 51-33 lead. Minute 20 to go on this chilly, frigid Friday night. Garcia has to collect it at the logo. Gives back to Rodriguez. Schell gets the screen on the right side. Rodriguez takes two with him. Finds Schell. He unloads on a three, top of the key. No dice. Robbins gets the board once again, and he screens it away. Rips it away from Will Garcia. Hardwick. He has the stop and pop capability, especially against Helm. Hardwick needs some help. The trap comes, finds Gillis. The star football running back shakes him, passing over to Sidock. Sidock left corner, steps back for three, top of the key, left that one way short. And that was a little bit of jitters from the junior who's in the Puma Circuit 16U over the summer, one of the most better talented AAU teams in the middle of the mitten. 45 ticks to go in the third quarter. Rodriguez with the ball. Captaining the offense, bouncing it into Garcia on the right side. Garcia, dirty work, but Hardwick swats him, meets him at the apex, and blocks it off of Garcia's head. No, that went off of Hardwick's hand, so it'll be still Mount Pleasant ball with 35 ticks to go. Side under, box set. Garcia bouncing it into Helm on the right block. He rises and fires, But as the shot was in the air, Garcia pushed off, and Garcia gets called for his second foul, going for that defensive rebound. 51-33 lead with 33 ticks to go in the third. Combe just brings it past the timeline. Guarded by Garcia, 23-23. Hardwick can hold for the last shot if they choose. He moves to the left corner, shakes helm for a minute. Skip pass over to Combe. He rises and fires right wing. Left that one short. Lang comes away with the board, who just came into the game. Back over to Rodriguez. Lang has to duck out of the way off that pass. 12 seconds to go. Shell motions for helm to get to the left block. A line set on the baseline. Rodriguez drives in, clears out the side, leaves it short. Robbins throws up to Garcia. He has to put up a shot, and it doesn't fall, as that will go over his head. The final 8 minutes are next, folks, with the Mount Pleasant Oilers having a 51-33 lead. We'll be back next on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country of legends live. Back here for the start of the fourth quarter. Mount Pleasant with a 51-33, but Bay City Western in that third quarter actually outscored Mount Pleasant 10-9 in that third quarter. So it was a low-scoring third quarter, and you could tell the fatigue is starting to settle in for both of these teams on the offensive side. Sidek to Robbins, back over to Gillis, who puts up a lay, and he gets it to go. Jack Gillis' first two-pointer on the night is up to three for the Warriors. 51-35 point lead for the Oilers. Helm back over to Shell. He drives middle, spins out of it, finds Helm. Helm, his athleticism, finds Shell in the left wing, spins in and out. Robbins engulfs that board. Man, his vertical is very tall for Andy Robbins. Hardwick rises and fires from the right wing, and the Warriors are starting to take over in this fourth quarter. A 5-0 lead and a 5-0 run at 40 seconds into the game, or into this fourth quarter for the Warriors, prompting a timeout from Coach Shell. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here as Hardwick, 5 points in that first half. No points in that first half, and now up to eight on the night. So all eight of them have come in this second half. And playing Pump It Up here in the sound speakers over the boom boxes. Well, that's what Bay City Western is trying to do right now, is just pump it up, because they've been able to hit the last couple of threes, the last couple of twos, and they're out to a little 8-0 run dating back to end that third quarter. So Crazier with his three fouls will be back into the game with Will Garcia, Braylon French, Jaden Lang, and Tyler Shell. French with the ball, right wing, guarded by Carter Stewart. Finds Garcia, top of the key. They give to Crazier, left wing. French calls off the screen. Now they give it to Lang. No, he fakes it over. Crazier lobs it up to Garcia. Clear out on that right side, guarded by Stewart. They want to post up Lang on the much smaller Gillis. Lang does his dirty work. Gillis with his hands in the air. Doesn't matter. Lang puts it up, and he misses. But a foul goes on Jaden Lang, trying to reach in about 90 feet away from the hoop. Only the first team foul in this fourth quarter. Lang's first foul of this evening. So Hardwick with the ball in his hands. He's been hot. Oilers still float to that man-to-man. Hardwick back to Stewart. Right wing. Good closeout by the Oilers. He drives all the way to the cup, putting that one back in for two. Jack Gillis for two, and now he's up to five. Wow, the Warriors with an 8-0 run right now, cutting the deficit to only 11. Crazier back over to French. Stewart nearly comes away with the swipe. Slows down, puts on the brakes. And he does come away with the swipe. Stewart takes it away from French. Lang comes back over to Gillis. Back over to Stewart. Hardwick, a low pass. Hardwick guarded by Crazier. Gets the screen from Robbins. Stewart, left wing. Hardwick unloads on a three, top of the key. Splash down for Zay Hardwick. Up to 11 in this second half. And suddenly, Mount Pleasant's lead is only 8. Garcia with it. Dribble handoff to Crazier. Top of the key. Rodriguez and Davis back at the scores table. Crazier drives in off of Lang and swatted from behind on Zay Hardwick. It'll be a shooting foul. Interested to see who the foul's on. It'll be on zero. Jack Gillis, his second. Gillis and Hardwick were both there, but Gillis picked up the swipe, or the foul. Only an 8-point lead. Lang can extend it to 10 if he hits both. Well, he hit one there. So Lang's up to 12 now. His first point in the second half. 1 point shy of tying Xavier Crazier on the team right now. Lang. One dribble, two dribbles, swipe in his right hand, bends the knees, puts it up, and it goes down. So now he ties Xavier Crazier with 13 with those two free throws. Hardwick, who just hit a three just a couple of seconds ago, bounces it off to Stewart. They switch. 10 on 10. Now it's 2 on 12. Hardwick fakes left, nearly gets it swiped. Hardwick fakes the handoff, drives left into a triple team. He needs some help, and Jaden Lang swipes it away. And that'll be a jump ball. It'll go to Mount Pleasant. But good trap defense and help defense from Zay Rodriguez, putting their hands in the cookie jar in earning that jump ball. Luckily, it favored Mount Pleasant. Rodriguez gives over to Garcia. Right wing, Crazier, top of the key, guarded by Hardwick. Nearly got that swipe once again. Hand off to Rodriguez, left corner. He's been quiet in the last couple of minutes. Garcia, right corner. Now top of the key, Rodriguez needs some help. Lang is establishing position on that left block. Davis in the right corner if he has him. Robbins doesn't bring the weak side help. Lang misses wide. Robbins comes away with the board. Hardwick with his eyes up. Slowing things down now. Gets the screen from Robbins, taking Crazier with him to the cup. Carter Stewart bouncing to Robbins, in and out of the hands of Robbins and back into the hands. Hardwick. Little give and go. Robbins loses the ball, and Crazier comes away with the swipe. Crazier, one-on-one fast break, all the way to the cup, gets the English. Xavier Crazier back up to 15. Every time Lang ties him in the point category, he one-ups Lang, his teammate, as Zay Hardwick to the cup. Offensive foul on Zay Hardwick. Stepping in there to absorb the contact, I believe, was Will Garcia. Hardwick's second foul. 11 for Hardwick, 9 for Kohaney, 7 for Robbins, and on the other side, 15 for Crazier, 13 for Lang. Crazier with the ball, up by 12, 4:18 to go in this game. Quality stops for the Warriors if they want to come back. Crazier rises and fires on the right side, airballs it. Lang chucks it in and out of the hands of Robbins and back into the hands of Sidock. Ball is on the ground. Rodriguez is on the ground. Whistle's blown, and that'll be a foul on Zay Rodriguez, his second, only this team's second. So Western with the ball. Three more fouls for each team, and they'll be going to the line for the rest of this fourth quarter. Back over to Kohaney, or Sidock drives right baseline, goes into Nate Davis. Davis and Sidock on the ground. Crazier comes away with the board. Crazier slows things up. Hardwick floats back on him. They meet each other at the timeline. Fakes right, goes left, and finds Rodriguez back to Davis, left corner. Not really a three-point shooter, bouncing it into Lang. Lang is in the post work. He does a great job. He found Gillis on the floor, and the weak side help was not there. Jaden Lang now with a 15 on the night. Sidock, Combe, Robbins, Hardwick, and Gillis, the five for Coach Willie Williams right now. Robbins in the paint on the right block, putting it up and floating that one in. Robbins is now up to 9. Can he get to double digits by the time the night ends? Hutchins, back over to Rodriguez. Full court pressure comes, at least on Rodriguez. Crazier nearly comes up away with the swipe, was Hardwick. Finds Rodriguez, left corner, drives all the way to the cup, nearly picked up that pivot foot, and he did. Rodriguez, he had his eyes set on the hoop, but he forgot to put the ball on the ground once again. It happens a lot here in high school hoops. 12-point lead for the Oilers. Warriors with the ball. Gillis hands off to Sidock. Top of the key. Sidock drives middle, throws it to Jaden Lang. Jaden Lang with the swipe. Crazier slows things down. 57-45 lead, and with the lead, you have the ability to do that. Crazier breaks Hardwick, slows things down, passing it up to Lang. Lang wanted up for the screen, so he had to come up and kind of barehand catch that at the free throw line. Crazier, top of the key, shakes Combe, collapses defense. Davis over to Hutchins. Rodriguez, 2:19 to go in this game. Crazier, D Deep on the right block, it's Lang. He goes up and under on Willis. Back out to Rodriguez. He unloads on a three. Nothing but net for Zay Rodriguez. His first three of the night, and he's up to nine. As Hardwick tries to match him from the right wing. No dice. Robbins with the board. Trapped under the corner. A foul is called. And that will go on, I believe, 24, Jaden Lang. So with two fouls, 15 points, he'll probably stay in the rest of this game with 60 of them right now. And as soon as I stay, he'll stay in. He takes a seat along with Nate Davis. Shell, Crazier, Hutchins, Scobie, and Rodriguez into the game. Colm off of the curl screen, doesn't get it to go. Gillis saves it to Sidock. Top of the key. Back over to Colm. Right wing, right corner. Zay Hardwick trying to post up is Andy Robbins. He comes up for the screen, and he goes right with it. Preston Colm deep in the cup is Andy Robbins going for the shooting foul. And speaking of foul, goes on Zay Rodriguez. So Rodriguez is now up to three, tying his teammate with Xavier Crazier. Robbins to the line for a pair. One free throw is up, and it doesn't go. The climactic point, he left it too long. Robbins, before he goes to shoot another free throw, we get a timeout from Coach Will Williams. So we'll take a break with him right now on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here with a minute 37 to go. Oilers with a 15-point lead. Warriors have tried to claw their way back in, but it's been too much to handle for the Warriors right now as Robbins gets one more at the charity stripe. It's Shell, Scobie, Hutchins, Rodriguez, and Crazier in for Coach Shell. Robbins gets splits a pair and now is the first or the second Warrior to double digits. Rodriguez, here comes the full court pressure. Scobie back to Crazier. Bad place to be trapped, but Braden hits, doesn't trap him there. He gives it over to Rodriguez, just gets it over to Scobie. Hutchins, left corner. Needs some help. Colm, Robbins picks him up. Shell, right wing. Minute 20 to go. Scobie, right wing. Right corner, back over to Shell. Rodriguez at the logo, guarded by Hardwick. Zay versus Zay. What a matchup that is. Hutchins, left wing, back to Rodriguez, top of the key. Crazier hasn't had the ball in his hands until now on this possession with 65 seconds to go in this game. Rodriguez nearly gets it swiped from Hardwick. Rodriguez drives, no shot. But a foul before he took flight to the cup. That'll go on Zay Hardwick, his third. I'm sorry, his third, yes, I'm right. So with 60 ticks to go exactly, four team fouls for the Warriors. One more foul to give, and they finally do. That's going to go on Braden Hitz, his first foul. So Braden Hitz immediately into the game, and he'll take a seat right away. No, team's fourth, so they can still foul again. So for Coach Williams, you want Braden Hitz to be in because that's the guy that can foul him right away. Rodriguez over to Hutchins. Robbins picks up the foul, and that'll be Robbins' second. And that will put Hutchins at the line for a pair with his 9 points. So he has to be has a chance to be the third Oiler in double digits tonight if he can hit at least one free throw. Gehring goes to the line. I'm sorry, Hutchins goes to the line. Gehring goes to the scorer's table. So does Parker Storr. Hutchins splashes it home, so he's up to double digits, the third Oiler in double digits this evening. He's gotten three threes and one free throw. Storr and Gehring come in for Crazier and Rodriguez. One more at the line for Hutchins. One dribble. Spins the ball, puts it up, and it goes. That's easy work for Jake Hutchins, who is up to 11 now. Hardwick brings it past the timeline, picking up with Jake Hutchins. Hardwick puts up a three, left wing. That rattles home for Zay Hardwick. He's up to 14, but it might be too little too late as a timeout is prompted by Coach Williams once again. 62-49 lead. We'll keep it here on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com with 48 ticks to go. It's been action-packed. Oilers got out to an early lead in that first quarter, and they never gave it up. They never surrendered the lead. Bay City Western didn't have a lead at all in this game, but much to the dismay of Zay Hardwick's 14 points in the second half. He was held scoreless in the first half, but I don't know what happened in that locker room. He definitely cooked something up in that locker room, and he came out with his head on fire because he was lighting them up from three. He's gotten four three-pointers to go. I'm sorry. All of his points have come from behind the arc for Zay Hardwick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for 5 from behind the arc. Bay City Western back on the floor. Mount Pleasant waiting to get on the floor. They finally do. It's Storr, Scobie, Shell, and Hutchins, plus Gehring. So all the starters are out right now for Mount Pleasant. Shell run the baseline. He needs some help to come in. He issues it up to Gehring. Back over to Shell. Hutchins, and a foul was called on Zay Hardwick. So Shell will go to the line for a pair. Shell didn't realize it, though, because he thought it was going to be a side out once again. And this is where you talk about, you know, if the game's out of hand, do you start fouling? Well, Coach Williams is electing to foul here and prolong this game as we just hit 10 minutes after the top of the hour. Shell at the line for a pair. And Shell's scoreless, so this could be his first 2 points of the night. Doesn't get the first one to go. He'll get one more at the stripe. Sidock comes into the game for Braden Hitz. Shell, couple dribbles, bends the knees, puts it up, and it goes. So his first points of the night go to Tyler Shell in this fourth quarter. Nobody picks up Hardwick, another three, doesn't get it to go. His first missed three. Tyler Shell spins out of the help, and with 36 ticks to go, 63-49 lead. This game is out of hand, obviously, but is Bay City Western going to foul? They are not. Williams lets them go. Hutchins will dribble it out for the final 23 seconds in this game as we reach the close to 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to see for the Mount Pleasant Oilers after suffering two losses to Heritage and Saginaw United. They got Freeland next week. 5 seconds to go. Hutchins is counting them down, and there's the buzzer. 63-49 win for the Mount Pleasant Oilers. They improved to 5-1 in SVL North play, and for Bay City Western, they stay at 1-5. We'll be back for the postgame show, a happy postgame show, a 63-49 win, and we'll be back for the postgame show next on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live.